question. Do you have itchy feet? No, I don't mean literally. I mean, would you fancy relocating to Canada maybe? Well, if you're a hairdresser or someone close to you is, a Canadian hairdressing company is looking to recruit 80, that's 80 Irish hairdressers. Alan Daly of Diamond Global is looking after this recruitment drive. Alan, how you doing? Are you all right?
I'm grand, thanks.
Good man yourself. Listen, a shortage of hairdressers in Canada, I'm guessing?
Yeah, absolutely. The client that's coming over is opening up about one shop a week at this stage, so they need a hell of a lot of hairdressers to fill those seats.
Where is it? Where are we talking about in Canada?
All over Alberta. So there may be some roles in Saskatoon as well, but generally in the province of Alberta.
Okay. And why are there so many jobs in Alberta? There just are.
Well, it's a case of there just are, but it's kind of a reverse situation of here, Dave. I mean, they have not enough people and too many jobs. So with the oil boom and the mining kind of boom at the moment as well, there's jobs being created every day. And so obviously more people that move to the province, the more people need their haircuts.
Okay, where is Alberta? Is it kind of where Roscommon is? I'm taking a risk on this. It's kind of Midwest.
Out west.
Yeah, it's out west, but not total west, not as Vancouver west.
Just to the left, just to the right of Vancouver there.
All right, yeah, so I'm right.
So kind of in the middle of, the middle left of Canada.
All right, and what's the weather like there?
Well, I won't lie to you, the winters can be fairly cold, as you can well imagine. You know, your average daytime temperature in January is the high of zero, down to about minus 28, minus 30. But then in the summers, I guess, you have your beautiful days, like your 32-degree days. And
But if you think this is a little bit of a dig at Ireland, it is, here goes. Aren't they equipped for their bad winters?
Yeah, they're very equipped. So when you look out your window in the morning, you know, the streets are ploughed already and the highways have been gritted. And I never missed, in 5 years, I never missed a day of work due to the snow.
Oh, wait a minute, you've been out there. You're out there for the last 5 years, are you?
No, I have been. I moved back about a year ago with my wife and child back to Dublin.
All right. But
we were out there for 5 years in Toronto.
All right, I see. Okay. Now, let's just take a look at one of the reasons, or many of the reasons, why it might be good. Are they getting lots of stuff? Like, does health and dental care, you get the same money as everybody else over there? There's no discrimination?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So they're actually prescribed by the government. The salaries are protected. So they make sure that you're getting as much as the Canadian in the seat next to you, so to speak. Plus, of course, you have your free health care in Alberta. So if you break your arm or you have a baby or whatnot, the doctor's visits are free in anyhow. And then they back it up, the company will back up the government health plan with their own plan. So for dental, or you need to go get acupuncture, whatever it may be, that'll all be covered.
Okay, well, I'm just thinking, I was just reading out, you wouldn't have heard it earlier on, but we read out a missive every week from Georgia Salp on the programme, and she was going on about her hairdresser. Now, I presume her hairdresser is at the top of the range. What about me if I suddenly said I was a hairdresser, which I'm not? Could I go out, or would I have to be able to show some certificate of 3 or 4 years of experience?
Oh yeah, absolutely. So what we're actually doing is, the client is coming next weekend, not this weekend, next weekend, to Dublin, and we've already spoken to a lot of the candidates, and we've met them, or we Skyped them. So we were actually arranging face-to-face interviews, so they're actually going to watch the candidates, or the guys and girls, give haircuts in Dublin, and do an interview with them as well. So it's along with that, they're going to obviously check out your certificates and whatnot, and the Canadian version of FOSS, or their version of City and Guilds, they're going to approve your the candidate's qualifications as well. So it's fairly in-depth.
And how many years, am I talking a few years, that you would need to reasonably be having experience of being a hairdresser?
About 3 years, Dave.
Right, okay.
2.5 to 3 years.
Okay, and Canada as a destination these days. I mean, is it taken? I get the impression. Would it be fair to say that that Canadian employers like Irish people? And
well, it's kind of a case of, I mean, Canada is a real land of immigrants.
Hold on, let's put it this way: that Australia wants your skills but doesn't necessarily want you, whereas Canada wants both.
Yeah, Canada definitely wants you to stay, to emigrate. I mean, Australia has plenty of immigrants. It's a land of immigrants. But at the moment, it's very simple or very easy to stay in Canada. So, Canada wants you to come, do your, do your contract. But essentially, they want you to become permanent residents and have kids and be upstanding citizens and eventually be citizens of Canada. So this is what's great about these jobs, Dave, is that actually after their first year in Canada working as a hairdresser, they're actually able to apply for their permanent residency. That takes about a year to get. So at the end of their second year in Canada, they can actually stay permanently.
So therefore, do visas that anybody might get to go for a certain amount of time, does it kind of encourage a family to go and make it very easy for a family to go within 6 months, a year, 2 years?
Yeah, does actually, these jobs are skilled, so they're actually able to bring their family immediately with them. So when they get on the plane, they can bring their husbands or wives or kids with them, and they will also get work permits to work for whoever they want. The kids can go to school, so it's a great opportunity.
And Alberta sounds like a low-tax kind of province, is it?
It's the lowest of all the provinces.
Really?
Actually, yeah.
Wow. Okay, and I presume, like, we're not just talking hairdressers, although that's what you're talking, but there would be a lot of other stuff as well, general labourers and truck drivers and mechanics.
Oh, yeah, we've lots of jobs, Dave. You know, we've hundreds of open jobs for mechanics and labourers and carpenters and engineers.
Oh, I thought with Diamond Global you were just hairdressing here. All right.
No. We do all sorts. We're the only Canadian recruitment company in Ireland, actually. We're Canadian-owned and Canadian-run.
And is there anything, I mean, you're painting a very nice picture, you're being honest about the weather, but cheapers, like the weather here, the worst about the weather here would be often, well, you know, May, June, July and August, it's going to be fantastic, and of course it never is, and it's often worse than the rest of the time of the year. So you can't rely on anything, and you certainly can't plan on anything. If you have such a thing as a deck chair with a screw in it, you can't leave it out because it's going to get rusty and the whole thing will bloody well fall apart. So, can you rely on the weather in America? You know it's going to be really cold in the winter, and therefore there's lots of provisions to make sure that it's okay, backup, etc., and you know it's going to be really fantastic in the summer. Is that the way?
Yeah, it's exactly the way. So I wouldn't even look out the window in the summer. I'd go straight out the door in flip-flops and shorts and whatever. You can be guaranteed that your summers are great. I mean, the falls are fantastic. And then, obviously, the winter is the winter.
The falls are fantastic. You've been too long over there. The autumn.
Sorry, the autumn is fantastic.
And what about, what's in Alberta? Is it fun times? I mean, is it good?
Well, it's kind of cowboy territory a bit as well, Dave. You know, they're very, before the mining boom, it was the kind of farming province. But you're right there by the Rockies. You've got, depending where you are, you're right near Banff. You can go skiing. You're above Montana and whatnot. So if you want to go down to the States for a bit of R&R or to do some duty-free shopping, whatever it is, you're there. So there's plenty of activities to do. And the Canadians just changed their, jet skis to snow skis in the winter.
That's all right, yeah. I believe it's great. I've never actually been to Canada. And like, are we talking carpenters and diesel mechanics and panel beaters and plumbers, the works, yeah?
Exactly, the whole shebang, yeah.
How many Irish would be in Alberta and where are they mainly based? Or what's the capital of Alberta? Don't tell me Alberta, is it? No.
You know what? You caught me off guard. I guess the capital is probably Calgary, but I'm
Calgary is in Alberta, is it? Right. I know. Well, I don't know anything about Calgary really, but I do know. I always think of my rock and roll. Was that the place where
Edmonton is the capital? Sorry,
Edmonton. I'll tell you one thing. This is going to sound really like, oh my God, he's not serious. Procol Harum did a live album with the Edmonton Symphony Orchestra once. And you're going to say, who? Okay, forget. Yeah, right. Okay. Did you ever hear of A Whiter Shade of Pale?
No? I did, yeah.
Great, phew. Well, that was Procol Harum. They had some great albums, by the way. You know, Home was a great album. Anyway, they did a live, with the Edmonton Symphony Orchestra. I do remember all that. See, it all comes back to rock and roll. Anyway, let's take a look at this then. The hairdressing jobs, will they be in the Edmontons and the bigger towns, or will they be out in the smaller provincial towns?
No, there'll be a bit of everything. There's dozens and dozens of the salons all across Alberta. So some of them maybe we're going to give. Obviously, you'll have a choice. You're not going to be, frog marched onto an airplane and sent to a little town if you don't want to.
Yeah.
So as much as some people have preferences where they want to be because they got family in Calgary or they really don't care because they just want to go to Canada. So we're just trying to make everyone happy.
Yeah, because all I hear about is that Canada is just a great place to go no matter where you're going, basically. So the wages are going to match Canadian ones, and that's guaranteed by law.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And there are tips and commissions from the word go. If you sell some of the stuff in the hairdressers, for instance, you get a commission,
exactly.
Most likely, and you'll get tips as well, unlike, much better than here, etc.
Yeah, well, I mean, Canada is, it's identical to America when it comes to tipping.
Yeah. And by the way, I didn't mean to be necessarily dissing Australia, but what I meant earlier on I was trying to up Canada by saying that Australia does want your skills, but doesn't necessarily want you. There's an awful lot of stuff about Irish in particular, but Canada wants both, is what I was saying. Anyway, how will this all work? Just give us the full rundown again, how it works, Alan, because next weekend, an interview, you've done Skyping, so therefore you already know some of the people, but it's ireland@diamondglobal.ca, is that right?
That's right, yeah, that's my email address, comes straight to me. If they want to send their CVs there, I'll get the girls in the office to do a quick telephone interview during the week, and if you're happy and we're happy, we'll slot you in for an interview either Saturday or Sunday.
Right, by the way, I have to ask again, is it just a hairdresser interview next weekend?
Oh, it's just hairdressers. Right. The clients are over, they're examining them, but anybody who's looking for work in Canada can give us a shout, that's no problem at all.
Okay, well, ireland@diamondglobal.ca, that is the address. Okay, Alan, listen, thank you very much indeed. Are you happy to be home?
I am, actually, yeah, especially today.
For Patrick's weekend. Oh, no, for the rugby match.
Oh, no, for the rugby.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. Kickoff is 5 o'clock, isn't it? We're trying to work out the time the actual kickoff.
I think it's five, yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay, fair enough. All right, well, listen, thank you very much indeed. Good man, Alan. Enjoy the match later on today. Thanks for talking to us. All right, that is Alan Daly. It is 20 minutes past 11.